for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is the summer family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This is the first service of the meetings, Saturday evening, June the 29th, 1996. Tommy Cook of Tulsa, Oklahoma, is the speaker of the evening. Brother Tommy Cook has been ministering here at the campground for a long, long time. He's a teacher and a prophet of the Lord. Come, and we appreciate the ministry that the Lord gives to him to minister, and we bless him, and the anointing of the Lord to rest upon him as he ministers. He and his wife live over in the Tulsa area. They have a fellowship over there that they're responsible for, but he travels considerable to minister the word of the Lord. And we appreciate him making the campground a priority here to come and minister and bless us as we study the word of the Lord together with Brother Tommy.
Thank you, Brother Glenn.
Praise the Lord. Let's stand together. Praise the Lord. Let me appreciate Brother Glenn and Irma. Praise God. Let's give the Lord a good hand for it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's just praise the Lord tonight. Amen? Amen. Let's lift our hearts and hands to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. We lift our hearts to you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Praise your wonderful name, Lord. Hallelujah. You're a great God tonight, Lord. We love you tonight. Blessed be your wonderful name. Praise you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for this meeting, Lord. Thank you for the word going forth tonight, Father. We bless your people, Father. We take dominion over every spirit, Father. Every stronghold, Lord, that's in this place. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We loose your anointing, Father, upon this people to hear and to receive your word, Lord. The engrafted word that's able to save our souls. And we thank you, Father, for that. In Jesus' name, we all said amen. Amen. God love you and God bless you. Praise the Lord. How many's got your Bible tonight?
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. John's Gospel. John's Gospel, chapter 11. Bill, turn that fan off of me just a little bit, would you, please? Praise God. John chapter 11 and verse 25. How many has ever studied on the day of the Lord? How many believe the day of the Lord's coming? I mean, for some, it might be tonight. But the day of the Lord is sure. Can you say amen?
Amen.
It's not just Saturday or Sunday, but it is a specific time God has on his calendar. And in that day of the Lord, let me tell you three things is going to happen. Jesus is coming again. How many believe that?
Amen.
Number one. Number two, there will be the resurrection starting on that day. How many believe that? And number three, he will give out his rewards or his crowns. Hallelujah. In that time. Turn now. Where did I say? John 11, right? Okay. 11:25. Jesus said to Martha, this is who he's talking to. I am, come on, read with me. The resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I mean, though, when you die physically, you're still living.
Amen.
Amen. We not only live here, but we can live wherever we are. Amen. We leave this life, we're still living, aren't we? Praise God. I want to touch on the resurrection just a few minutes tonight. I do believe that the Lord spoke this to me tonight. I had other things I thought I'd be sharing, but I believe the Lord wants us to touch. Let's go to Acts 24. We'll start there. Acts 24. Do you believe in the resurrection?
Amen.
Where does the resurrection start first? Come on. In us. That's right. Praise God. I mean, though, today we should be living in resurrection life. And again tomorrow, and the next day, amen, until the final day, praise God. Acts chapter 24, verse 14, the apostle is speaking, although Luke is the writer of the book of Acts. And Paul said, but this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers. Now notice, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. All things. How many believe this word tonight?
Amen.
Amen. And notice, and have hope toward God. Thank God there's hope tonight, brethren. Which they themselves also allow that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just, come on, and the unjust. Now look at the next verse. Look at the next verse when Paul talks about this great resurrection. He said, and herein do I exercise myself. We got all kind of exercise machines and that people use today in the physical. But how many know we need some spiritual exercising? Amen? We need some spiritual muscles. But he said, I exercise myself to have always, that's today and tomorrow and next day and forever, always a conscience void or free of offense towards God and towards men. Hallelujah. So there's coming a resurrection both of the just and of the unjust. Now let's go to John chapter 5. John chapter 5. I didn't choose this word tonight. The Spirit chose it for me. Hallelujah. John chapter 5, verse 24. How many know he knows what we need more than what we think we ought to have? Isn't that right? Praise God. John 5, 24. John 5, 24. Jesus said, verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, that he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to life. How many thank God for your life tonight? His life that's in you. Verily, verily, or again, truly, truly, I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. How many know the dead can hear today? How many know we was dead one time? Come on.
Amen.
And we're still coming out of death into life. Isn't that right?
Amen.
We haven't fully got there. Don't think you have, and I sure don't think I have. Amen? I went to Czechoslovakia and preached a message, and I got up and preached out of Revelation 3, coming out of death into life. And you know what place I was preaching in? It was a church, but it used to be a morgue. It used to be a place where they had the dead. They wanted to get rid of us before we left there, too. I preached against the traditional rapture. I mean, believe there's a traditional rapture teaching. I was in it. Now, Jesus is coming, but I got up and spoke against it, and they didn't like it very well. They stood against us, but God gave us favor, and we stayed for two more meetings. And we know God can overrule anybody and everything.
Amen.
Come on now, amen? Praise God. But I believe Jesus is coming again. Amen. First in us, and then in the air, don't you? Okay? Now, look at this next verse. It says here, for as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. And hath given authority to who? Come on. To execute judgment also because he's the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all. Everybody say all.
All.
All that are in the grave shall hear his voice. There's some got some grave clothes on tonight. Come on, amen. But all that will be in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life and they that have done evil to the resurrection of damnation. So there is the resurrection of life, and there is damnation. And how many know we don't need to have any part of the second one? Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Thank God for the resurrection of life. Now look in chapter 6, verse 39. Chapter 6, verse 39. Thank you, Lord. The Bible said, and this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing. You know, there was only one that was lost. That was Judas, the son of perdition. But of all that the Father's given me, he said, I'm not going to lose nothing, but should raise it up when? Come on. At the last day. I mean, no, there's a last day. There's a last trump. Come on, amen. There's the day of the Lord. There's the resurrection. There's rewards I mentioned. Praise God. All this is happening in the last day. Now look in verse 40. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which sees the Son and believes on him may have everlasting life, and I will, come on. When's he going to raise him up? Come on. How long is that last day? One day or 1,000 years? According to the Scriptures, it's 1,000 years. A day with the Lord is as a 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as a? Somebody said, how do you know it's a literal 1,000 years? Because the previous six are literal 1,000 years. How many know we're in the 6,000 year reign right now? Amen? Now look in chapter 6, verse 44. No man can come to me except the Father, which hath sent me, draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Verse 54. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, and I will give life. That's the wrong verse, isn't it? Verse 50. What is it? 54. Excuse me. Whoso eats my flesh and drinks my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Then go to chapter 11. I mean, Martha knew more about the resurrection than most preachers. 11:24. Martha said to Jesus here, Jesus had said, your brother shall rise again. And Martha said here in this verse 24, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at, come on, the last day. How come we don't hear any preaching on the last day? How come we don't hear much about the day of the Lord? Everybody's going to be raptured in a minute. How many know that kind of teaching is wrong? Jesus is not just going to come in a minute. He's got a particular day marked out, praise God, that he'll be here. Amen? And I believe he's coming. I believe with all my heart. I preach it. But I don't believe he's coming tonight. Literally. He's got to come in us. Amen? Now, he may come for some and take them out tonight. But his literal return cannot be tonight. There are things that have to happen before Jesus comes. Look, for instance, look at Psalms 110. I could give you many reasons. Hallelujah. But praise God, he's coming.
Yes.
And I thank God for it.
Oh,
110 verse 1 of Psalms. Psalm 110 verse 1. The Lord said to my Lord, or literally Jehovah said to Jesus, sit thou at my right hand. Where's Jesus at tonight? Come on. He's at the right hand of power, isn't he?
Yes.
Sit thou at my right hand. How long? How long? Until. Until. Jesus, you sit there at the right hand until. Until what? I make thine enemies, come on, thy footstool. And what is the last enemy?
Death.
I mean, we got a lot of enemies. But the last enemy that's going to be put down will be death itself. How many want to live to see death put down? Huh? Not very many, I guess, here, huh? Praise God. Amen. He's going to stay there, remain there until all enemies have been put under the footstool. And what's the footstool for? Come on. Huh? What's the footstool for? For the feet. Who's the feet? Jesus is the head. Come on, we're the feet. Moses saw the land. Joshua walked in the land, didn't he? In a normal birth, the head comes out first and the feet fall. How many know the head came 2,000 years ago?
Amen.
He's waiting on the feet to rise up. Huh? Hallelujah. Satan shall be bruised under our feet shortly. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. So thank God for the feet tonight. Now look in chapter 12 of John. John 12. John 12, 48. Thank you, Jesus. John 12, 48. You see, we have two comings split up with the old teaching. Jesus would come, take us, we'd be caught up in the air, and we'll go back to heaven for 7 years of tribulation. How many know the tribulation is not 7 years? That's a shocker to you, isn't it? It is 3.5 years. That's how long the tribulation is. It is not 7 years. But the old teaching, Jesus would come in the air, we'd be caught up, go to heaven for 7 years, come back. We'll have a supper in heaven and throw the chicken bones back down on the center and come back with Jesus after 7 years. But I want to tell you, there's one literal coming of Jesus and only one. And that's in the day of the Lord. If you don't know that, study your Bible. Amen? I didn't know it till I studied my Bible. All right, John 12, 48. Hallelujah. Jesus said, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I've spoken, the same shall judge him when? When's he going to judge him?
The last day.
The last day, the very last day, which is 1,000 years. It starts with the coming of the Lord, I believe. Praise God. All right. Now, Daniel 2. Daniel 2. Excuse me, Daniel 12. Got part of it right. Daniel 12. Praise God. Daniel 12. Thank you, Bill. That's what I've been wanting. Thank you. Verse 1. Let me know, you can take Daniel 12 here and read Revelation 12. Now, in Revelation 12, how many know that there's a woman, a sun-clothed woman called the church, the bride? She's clothed with the sun, the moon's under her feet, and she's got 12 stars on her head. And he goes into that about chapter 12, John does there. And how many know in that chapter, when the man-child, the overcomers, are caught to the throne, the woman goes into the wilderness, and there's warfare in heaven.
Yes.
How many has been experiencing some war lately? How many know war is real today?
Amen.
Not in the flesh, but in the spirit. But here in chapter 12, he also mentions Michael, just like Revelation 12. And he said, at that time, now notice, a specific time, shall Michael, Michael means to be like God, shall Michael, this archangel, this prince, shall stand up, the great prince, notice, which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of what? All right, now hold your place, go to Matthew 24. Let's see what the book says. I don't care about what a lot of these other, there's a lot of books being written today. I want to tell you, you better have some discernment to read them. Amen? I mean, I've seen recent some on television and various places. You just have to have some discernment to read some of these end time books. A lot of them, they're writing books just to make money off of them. Come on. Huh? And you'll study most of the things that's in them, and you don't find much. Come on. I mean, do you know some of the best books you can buy are those that you can't even buy in a bookstore? How many's ever got a hold of some of those? Now, I'm not against going to a bookstore. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not against that at all. But I'm saying some of the best books you can get are those that are not even in a bookstore. Praise God. All right, where did I say God gets excited? Huh? Matthew, okay. Let's go to Matthew 24. Matthew 24. And I tell you, I appreciate the books we have here at Lake Hamilton. There's a lot of good books there. I got three last time I was here, and they were such a blessing to me. That's right. That's exactly right. It does in my life, anyway. Matthew 24. In Matthew 24, now let's see in verse 20. Verse 21. But then shall be what? Great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days shall be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, or the chosen's sake, those days shall be shortened. Now, this is exactly what Jesus was quoting from Daniel. Daniel was saying the same thing, okay? And so Jesus is quoting here. Now, come on down in the chapter. Let's look down to verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation, or the great tribulation, or the great affliction, it's called different things, of those days shall the sun be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, the stars shall fall from heaven, the powers of the heavens shall be shaken, and then, shall appear. How many believe he's going to appear?
Hallelujah.
Shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see, come on, the Son of Man. Watch, what's he going to do?
Coming.
That's the word. There's parousia. Coming. Notice, not just in rain clouds, in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. That's his coming. And that's the only time he will come literally. Right here. Hallelujah. Let's see what's going to happen. He shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. I mean, angels means messengers. And they shall gather together, come on, his chosen. From the four winds, east, west, north, and south, from one end of heaven to the other, marks as heaven and earth. Now let's go back to Daniel. So Daniel is being quoted by Jesus in the New Testament. Yet Daniel says in chapter 12 that there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even at that same time. And at that time of trouble, he's saying, thy people shall be raptured. No. Delivered. How many believe God's bringing deliverance to the camp? Huh? To our camp. At that time, thy people shall be delivered. Everyone that shall be found, come on, written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame, come on, everlasting contempt. There's 1,000 years in between those words right there. I said there's 1,000 years between those words right there. Hallelujah. How many still with me tonight? Go to Revelation 20. Hallelujah. Revelation 20. Praise you, God. Thank God for His Word. Revelation 20, verse 4. Revelation 20, verse 4. John said, I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given to them. That's also mentioned in chapter 7 of Daniel. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus. Beheaded for the witness of Jesus. And for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast. This is in the time of the Antichrist, in the time of the tribulation. Neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And notice what they did, brethren. They lived and they reigned with Christ. How long?
1,000 years.
I mean, these are the overcomers right here.
Amen.
These are those who have overcome. They are God's overcomers. Hallelujah. And many will die, many will be martyred, but yet they will reign 1,000 years with Christ. Verse 5. But the rest of the dead, notice this, the rest of the dead. How many know there's another crowd?
Yes.
And I don't want to be in that crowd. I've heard all kind of preaching on that, but I don't want to be in that crowd. I want to be in that first crowd he's talking about here. Amen? But the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. What's the first resurrection? The 1,000 years. During the 1,000 years will be the resurrection. I'm going to throw another bomb at you. That last trumpet's blown 1,000 years. It's not blown 5 minutes. Did you hear what I said?
Right.
The last trumpet is blowing 1,000 years. Let's look at this. Hold your place. Go to Revelation 10:7. I hope I shake some of you up tonight in your minds over this. Praise God. I hope I shake your theology is what I'm trying to say. We need to be shaken. Amen? All of us. I need to be shaken. You need to be shaken. Praise God. Revelation 10:7. By the Lord now I'm talking about. Revelation 10:7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. How many know seven's perfection? And here's the seventh message. When he shall begin to sound, the mystery, everybody say mystery, brethren.
Mystery.
The mystery of God, God's the Spirit, the mystery of the Holy Spirit should be finished as he declared to his servants the prophets. Hallelujah. I mean, thank God for his prophets tonight that the prophet himself is in. Hallelujah. Amen. And so this mystery of God is going to be finished as he declared to his servants the prophets. Now go to 1 Corinthians 15. Let's see this mystery. We're going back to Revelation. Hang on. Glory. 1 Corinthians 15. All right, look at verse 50, 51 through there. verse 51, brethren. Behold, I show you what? A mystery. We shall not all sleep. Or literally all die. And I'm going to tell you, some are not going to die.
Right.
But we shall all be
changed.
In a moment. Come on. In the twinkling of an eye. When? What trump? Now, how many know the change started when you heard trump number one? And number two and so forth. We're going to come up to the final change will be the seventh trump. This will be the resurrection trump. Are you hearing me? I mean, some just heard one or two trumpets. Others maybe three and four. Huh? And so forth. But this last message, he's saying here, this last trump, the trumpet shall sound, the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Anybody want to get changed? I was changed when I heard the first trumpet and obeyed. Come on. I was changed when I heard maybe another one and so forth. And so as we hear the messages of God and it gets in our hearts, God changes us. Amen. How many know we've been justified tonight by His blood? We're now being sanctified, but yet we're yet to be glorified. Isn't that right? I have been forgiven in the outer court. Amen. I'm being filled here in the holy place, but there's a fullness that I'm reaching forward.
Hallelujah.
In the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And that's where I want to be, and I want to go towards. Hallelujah. How about you?
Amen.
We haven't got there. Nobody's arrived yet, but we're moving that direction in the Lord. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Praise God. I'll be the first to tell you I'm not there. And nobody's there yet. But we're moving that way, aren't we? Now, let's go back to Revelation just a minute. Revelation 20. Praise God. Somebody saying you sound radical. Well, I need to get radical.
Amen.
Come on, in the Lord now. Not radical, but in the Lord. Chapter 20. Again, notice. He said, this is the first resurrection, verse 5, that 1,000 years. Verse 6, blessed, and there's 7 blessings in the book of Revelation, brethren. Here's one of them. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death has no power. All right, now look back to Revelation 2. Let's see this second death here. Let's see what we're talking about. Revelation 2. Hallelujah. Verse 10. He said in to this church, Jesus did here in Revelation 2:10, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried. You shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful to death, and I will give thee, come on, what? What's he going to give us?
A crown
of life. He that hath, notice, verse 11, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saying to the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death.
Amen.
What's the second death? The lake of fire. And you'll go back now to Revelation 20. What did he say here about this second death in verse 6, chapter 20, verse 6? He said, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death has no power over that individual. Hallelujah. And they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Verse 7. And when the 1,000 years expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison for a short period of time, of course. Hallelujah. How many believe the resurrection is going to take place? Now let's go to Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians 4. Let's see the timing of the coming of the Lord here. A lot of things I'm not saying yet. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. All right, look at verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are dead, physically, asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, how many believe he died and rose again?
Yes.
Even so, them also which sleep in Jesus, those that have died, will God bring with him. How many believe he's going to bring those on the other side? Do you believe it? All right. Now, all right, let's see this right here. Praise God. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. Paul was just guessing at this. He heard the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain. So somebody's going to be alive and remain. Unto the coming, the parousia of the Lord shall not prevent them which are what? Asleep. Now, look at verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven. Did he ascend? Did he ascend before?
Yes.
Yes, he was taken up in a cloud. He's going to descend the next time. Isn't that right? Notice from heaven with a shout. That's a victory shout.
Yes.
With the voice, come on, of the archangel and with what? What trumpet? Which trumpet? Last trumpet. Seventh trumpet. That's the trumpet we've got to hear right here. Amen? In the resurrection. Hallelujah. This is the trump of God. This is the seventh trump. And the dead in Christ shall what?
Rise first.
Who's going to rise first? Let me ask you a question. Is everybody dead tonight physically? That's moving in the Lord. But are there some dead physically who have went on that's in the Lord?
Yes.
But is everybody moving in Christ tonight?
No.
As we should. I mean, no, the dead in Christ. Look, for instance, look at the dead in Christ. Look in Colossians. Let me show you this. Hallelujah. Colossians 3, verse 1. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affection, your mind, on things above, not on things on the earth, for you are. Now, was Paul talking to alive people right at this time? Huh? Were they walking on the 2 feet here? Huh? Yeah, but he said, you're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. So there's some people, how many know we should be dying every day to our flesh? Come on. And to our old nature, isn't that right? Hallelujah. So back in Thessalonians, he said, those that are dead in Christ. And people have Christ in them, but not too many are really moving in Christ. In the Anointed One, in the Spirit. Being covered over with the Spirit. Come on, being led of the Holy Spirit. You go to most churches, most groups, most people are not being led of the Holy Spirit. But I'll tell you, God wants us to be led of the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. He wants us to be dead to ourselves, to our flesh, to our whims, to our desires. Amen. To our religious ways, to our old doctrines. And He wants to come alive in us. And let's walk into life. Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now back here in Thessalonians, notice what he says here in chapter 4. Hallelujah. He said something. He said, "For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, the voice of the archangel, the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first." Somebody's going to rise up first, right? Dead's going to rise first. How many know God has a first fruit company?
Yeah.
Revelation 14. "Then we which are alive and what remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord." Where? The word air means environment, that which is below the mountains. How many know the higher you go up, the less you got of it? How many know Satan's called the prince of the power of the
air?
If you take that only in the natural, how many know when you go to the moon, you're taking the devil with you? If you're going to breathe air, come on, don't shout me down. Huh? You go below the water, what are you going to take with you below that water, huh? You're going to take air. You're talking about deliverance. You'll need some. All right. Now, we take everything so literally, don't we? I mean, oh, this air is what you're breathing right now. You don't have to get caught up too far, amen, to miss what you got. Okay. But look at verse 17. "Then we which are alive," come on, "and remain shall be caught up together with Him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord." Now, what's the next verse there?
Wherefore,
comfort one another with these words. And most people stop there. But what's the first verse of the next chapter? "But at the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write to you, for yourselves know perfectly that" what? What's coming?
"The day of the Lord."
The day of the Lord. The coming of the Lord, the day of the Lord are one. They're not two things. It is one. His coming is in the day of the Lord. Now, five things I see right here in Thessalonians chapter 4. The coming of the Lord, number one. Number two, He's coming in clouds. How many know your clouds tonight? I can show you in the Word that. Three, it's the trumpet. It's the last trumpet blowing. Four, the resurrection will start here. The dead in Christ start that resurrection. And I'll show you who they are in just a minute. If I get there, if not, I'll come back to teach it again. Five, it's in the day of the Lord. Anybody hear that? The coming of the Lord, coming in clouds, the trump of God, which is the last trump, and the resurrection, and the day of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, go back to Revelation 11. Or to Revelation 11, excuse me. We were in chapter 10. I want to show you the seventh trumpet again here in Revelation 11. Hallelujah. Revelation 11. I'm more interested in Jesus coming than me going somewhere. Now, if He wants to take me somewhere, that's up to Him. But I'll tell you, I'm more interested in Jesus coming, amen, than the church flying out of here somewhere. Listen, God ain't raised no army up here to take them out of here. God's raising an army up, come on, to stand and to do war and fight for the body of Christ.
Amen.
And you know, He's got some generals He's raising up throughout the world. Amen? Amen. He's not going to put a private on the front lines. Come on, he's going to raise up some warriors. Fight His battle. Amen? But how many know He's already won it? We're just going to act it on out. It's already been won. Chapter 11, verse 15. "And the seventh angel," what?
Sounded.
"And there were great voices in heaven." How many know it's a noisy place? Saying, "The kingdoms of this world," right here, "are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His body of Christ." His Christ. His anointed ones. "And He shall reign," come on, "forever and forever. And the 24 elders that sat on before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God." One of the seven times in Revelation they worship God. saying, "We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken of thee thy great power and hast reigned, and the nations were
angry."
You don't believe it, you get out there among the nations. How many know there's some anger out there? You think there's anger now? Wait till we come right up to the coming of Jesus. Come on, amen? He said the nations were angry. And notice, thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead. What are we talking about? The seventh trumpet. That they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward to thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and should destroy them which destroy the earth. I mean, no, God's not playing any games. And God don't send his wrath until he has to. I mean, no, God didn't destroy the wicked until he has to. When God's wrath comes, it's because he knows man will not turn and repent. Isn't that right? That happened in the days of Noah and the flood. And it's the same here in the book of Revelation. Okay. All right, now, praise God. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians 15 just a minute. Thank you, Jesus. I hope this word stirs you up tonight. Chapter 15, verse 20. Thank you, Jesus. Now I want to look at verse 40 first. 15:40. Paul said there are celestial bodies and terrestrial. You have a heavenly and an earthly. Here's actually what he's saying. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon. Another glory of the stars, for one star differeth from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. How many know that in the resurrection some will outshine others? Did you hear what I'm saying? In the resurrection some shall outshine others. How many know there's a difference in the sun, come on, and the moon, and the natural? Or the sun and a little twinkle star up that we see way out there. There's a difference, okay? Now let's go to Daniel 12 again. Let's see this in Daniel. Hallelujah. How many want to shine for Jesus? Or Jesus to shine through you? That's what I should have said, I guess. Jesus is going to shine through us. Hallelujah. Now, he's talking about this resurrection we read a while ago in verse 1 and 2. Remember that? The resurrection of life and the resurrection of damnation. But in verse 3, he said, "They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of a firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." Praise God. Amen? All right. So somebody's going to shine like the sun, like the stars, and like the moon. Praise God. So we know there's the last trumpet. Now I want to show this last trumpet in the Old Testament. Go to Isaiah 26. There's a lot in the Scripture about the trumpet, isn't there? It's Isaiah 27:13. Isaiah 27:13. He talks about the trumpet here. "And it shall come to pass in that day that the great trumpet shall be blown, and they shall come which were ready to perish in the land of Assyria, and the outcast in the land of Egypt, and shall worship the Lord in the holy mount at Jerusalem." It's called a great trumpet here. And you know, when God came down on the Sinai, it was not only a loud blast of a trumpet. Remember that? It was loud and long. Remember that? And it scared the people. Hallelujah. Well, here it says it is the what trumpet? The great trumpet. The great trumpet. So it's going to be blowing during the end of the age here. Praise God. Now go back to 1 Corinthians 15. Show you one more scripture here. I didn't show it. 1 Corinthians 15. Look at verse 20. Now, how many know there's an order to the resurrection? I said there's an order to the resurrection. Now, what order are you in? That's between you and God. God knows where we're all at. Amen? How many, we're all on different levels tonight. 1 Corinthians 15, it's not my job to know where you are or you don't know where I'm at. God knows. But verse 20 of chapter 15. "But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the firstfruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also something else." What did come? What was it? I mean, no, that was by Jesus, the resurrection of the dead. "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ." Now, there's your key word, in Christ. Those that's living in the Anointed One, those that walk in the Spirit, shall all be made alive. But every man, come on, in his own order, his own rank, his own group, his own battalion, whatever. Christ, here it is, Christ the first fruits. Afterward, they that are Christ at his coming. Now, Jesus is and was first fruits. How many believe that? How many is the firstborn of the dead? He's the first fruit as well. What is first fruit? Fruit is that which ripens, comes to mature, maturity first. Now, Jesus is that example. Now, let's go over now to Revelation 14, and we see his first fruits as well, coming forth in his image and in his likeness. Can you say amen? Revelation 14. Praise God. In verse 4, he's speaking of the 144,000. These are not just Jehovah's Witnesses. And this is not a symbolical number. A literal number. It's a symbolical number, I believe. But nevertheless, in verse 4, these are they which were not defiled with women. That's the harlot church, Revelation 17 and 18. Where they are what? Virgins. Wise virgins. These are they which follow. How many Christians are following the Lamb? How many is following a denomination? Come on, or a label, or a person. Come on, let's start following the Lamb. Amen? Amen. We need to follow the Lamb. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. These follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. How many know to follow that Lamb is going to be a cross in your life? Huh? But where did Jesus, where did the Lamb go? He went to the cross, but he also went in the Holy of Holies. Anybody want to go to the Holy of Holies? You can't bypass the cross then. Can you say amen? It says here, brethren, these are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. And how many know the Lamb's going to take you places your flesh don't want to go? He's going to take you in byways and highways and situations that you in the flesh do not want to be in. Amen? These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. Hallelujah. These are God's first fruits. And I want to tell you, whether you believe it or not, they will start the resurrection. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Turn to Revelation 11. Thank you, Jesus. Revelation 11. I'm not going to go into all this because it'd take too long tonight, but I want to just touch on it. Praise God. Look in verse 3. I will give power to my two witnesses, my two martyrs. They shall prophesy 1,260 days clothed in what? Come on. Sackcloth. Now, this is not just two men. That's the way I was taught it. I was brought up in that kind of teaching, but God showed me it's not two men, it's two companies. Amen. It may be the Elijah and Moses company, but it's not two men. How many has ever been taught that? It was drilled into me. It was two men. But these are God's overcomers right here, if you want to know who they are. Let me look in verse 1. How many know the temple of God is not just two people? Huh? And let me tell you the time frame of chapter 11. It's the beginning of the tribulation. It's the beginning of the tribulation. I'm not looking. Listen. I know there's going to be all kind of things happening out there in the world. But the sign for me, if I can say that, that the tribulation started, is to see these overcomers rise up in the same power Jesus had. Anybody want to see that? Anybody want to see a people walking in the power of Jesus? Doing the works of the Lord and giving Jesus glory, not to some man. Come on. Giving the glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's look at this verse 1, then we'll skip to verse 3. There was given to me a reed like a rod, an angel stood saying, rise and measure what? Come on. Is a temple two people? No, it's not two people. Come on, he's measuring a temple here. How many know this is the Naos temple right here? It's not a Middle East temple. Even if they built one there, how many know it wouldn't be God's temple anyway? God didn't dwell in temples made with hands, does he? Jesus said, destroy this temple. 3 days I'll raise it up. And I'll tell you the teaching on the natural temple is you can't put it here like some teach it. I've heard them teach it right here. Notice in that verse there, rise and measure the temple of God. It's not a natural temple, it is you and I. It is the real temple of God. Who can hear that tonight? So throw your tradition out the window. Measure the temple of God, the altar. What's the altar for? Huh? Yes, incense. But what does incense represent? Worship, prayer, intercession. Doc's talking about intercession. It speaks of all of that, doesn't it? Praise, thanksgiving. Now notice, at the beginning of the tribulation, I believe he's talking about here, the temple's being measured, the real temple's being measured, the real worshipers are being measured, because he said, not only the altar, but them that worship therein. Hallelujah.
Let me tell you what's going to happen. The spirit of Antichrist is going to stand against anyone and everyone who will not worship him. Any time, brethren, how many know when you start worshiping the true God, Satan hates it? Because possibly he led worship in heaven at one time. And he wants worship for himself. Come on, amen. And thank God for prayers and thank God for praise. But I want to tell you what we need. We need worship tonight in our temples. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now, verse 3. I'm going to give power to these two martyrs, he says, my two witnesses. And they shall prophesy. Here's how long they're going to prophesy. Oh, wouldn't you like to be in one of the meetings? Huh? How many know it wouldn't be a normal meeting? Even the roast is burning. Come on, amen. I'm going to give power to my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. They're in mourning. They're in sackcloth, which means they're in a flesh and blood body. They are crying out to God. They're not just in having a good time. You study sackcloth. How many know it speaks of fasting and intercession and prayer? And that's what they'll be doing. And he says so much here, I can't get into all this now. I've preached it here before, but look down to verse 7. When they shall have finished their testimony. Anybody want to finish? Jesus finished? He said it's finished, didn't he? How many know we're going to have the recovery of the testimony of Jesus through the overcomer?
Amen.
The beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit, we know this is the spirit, shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. Well, how many know their body's going to lie in the street 3.5 days? If you want to explain that, you come up later and I'll explain that, where they're going to be at. 3.5 days. And then what's going to happen after 3.5 days? Come on, look down to verse 9. And they of the people, kindreds, and tongues, and nations shall see their dead bodies 3.5 days, shall not suffer their bodies to be put into graves, and they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them, make merry, and shall send gifts one to another because these two prophets did something to them. How many other people today don't even like the gospel, let alone in this particular time? You go out on the street and try to preach to a lot of people. How many of them will turn you off pretty quick? Some of them won't. Some of them will. But how many know God can get a hold of their hearts? And we shouldn't be trying to let God direct us anyway. How many know there's a lot of religious spirits in people? They try to push things off on people. Come on, they try to. Even if you get them to the altar, if their heart's not in, they're not going to get saved anyway. Come on, God's got to draw us by the Holy Ghost. God's got to do the work by the Holy Ghost. Amen?
Amen?
There's a lot of artificial junk going on in the body of Christ. We need to see the real move of God. Amen? True people being saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen? Being set free by the Spirit. And I believe we're going to see some of that this week, don't you?
Amen.
Now notice what he says here in this chapter now. After 3.5 days, he says in verse 11, the Spirit of life from God enters them. They sit upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying to them, come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven where? How? What happened to Jesus when he took off? Come on. In a cloud. These ascend in a cloud, and their enemies, come on, beheld them. And the same hour there was a great earthquake. 10th part of the city fell in the earthquake. Were slain men, 7,000 so forth. Verse 14, the second war is passed. Behold, the third's coming. Verse 15, what's happening in verse 15 now? Seventh angel sounded and somebody's resurrected. And how many of they can be there, they can be here, they can be wherever God wants them? Come on now. There's no limitation in resurrection. No, sir. Hallelujah. Seventh trumpet, resurrection. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let me give you a scripture to show you that the reward shall be given also. Look in 2 Timothy 4. 2 Timothy 4. How many know you can't give another man your revelation? The Spirit has to do it. 2 Timothy 4, verse 8. Listen to what Paul said. Henceforth, because he had finished his course, his time was, hand to be offered, he had kept the faith. Verse 8. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me. When's he going to give it to him? He didn't say at the rapture, did he?
No.
At the beginning of the tribulation? No, he didn't say that. He said at that day, the day of the Lord. That's when he's going to get his crown. You wonder, how many want a crown tonight? It'll be given to us at the day of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to read it again. He said, the righteous judge shall give me at that day, and not only to me only, not to me only, but unto all them, hallelujah, that love his appearing. And where's he going to appear first? Come on, where's he going to appear first? In here, in the saints, and then in the air. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, he's coming, brethren. I tell you, he is coming. Amen? Just the time frame we've been taught. I don't see no rapture at the beginning of the tribulation. I don't see no rapture, no middle tribulation. But Jesus will come at the day of the Lord, at the end of the trouble, and the resurrection will start at that moment. Glory! He will come again. Praise God. One other scripture, 1 Peter 5. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Peter 5, and then I'm going to give you one more scripture. I'm just getting tired. I could preach and preach on this. There's so much. 1 Peter 5. How many want to be faithful to the Lord? All right, as elders, he's talking to the leadership here, elders. Peter's an apostle, yet he's also an elder. He talks about the glory as well as the sufferings. But look down to verse 4, what he says here. That's to the faithful elders. When the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive, he's talking to the elders now, a crown of glory. Now notice, when the chief shepherd shall appear. When the chief shepherd, let's say that. When the chief shepherd shall appear. Let's see when the chief shepherd is going to appear. Let's go back to Matthew 24. Just that simple. I mean, the Bible explains itself. Matthew 24, verse 30. Then shall appear the what? Sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming when? Or where? In the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and he shall send his angels again with that great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. When Jesus is going to appear? Immediately after what? Come on, you got your Bibles there. What does it say? Immediately after what, though? After the tribulation. Of those days, he said, the sun shall be dark, the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, the powers of the heavens shall be shaken, then shall appear. Now, the sign of the Son of Man, which I could teach on, but also, he said, notice, then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds. Turn to Revelation 1. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Revelation 1. Verse 7. Behold, he cometh. And every eye shall see him, and they also that pierced him, and all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Don't tell me that Jesus' literal coming is no secret. Everyone will know it when it happens. The only secret coming there is Jesus coming within you and within me. When he comes in the air, brethren, everyone will know it. There's a song that says they won't even know we're gone. Hogwash. You know the scriptures, that is a lie. Can you hear that? It's a lie. How many know that everybody's going to know when he descends? Amen. Oh, yes. The world will know it. Yes. The saints will know it. Yes. Demons will know it. Yes. Satan will know it. Amen? Sinners will know it. Yes. Every eye shall see. And even those that pierce them. Can you explain that? Hallelujah. Jesus is coming again. Amen. But how many know before he comes, literally, he's got to get us ready. Amen. He's going to perfect us and mature us if we'll let him. And how many know part of that maturing is deliverance and growing up in Christ? Somebody says, well, there's going to be a great revival, and I believe that. But God, I believe, showed me there's going to be a great revival of maturity. How many know we can get a lot of people saved, and we thank God for that. But how many know if you just leave them? And that's what happens to a lot of people. Come on, we need some teachers and ministers and train them up and teach them in the Word of God. Not the old traditions of man. How many know we're all coming out of some of that? Isn't that right? I'm coming out of a whole lot of it. Amen. How many know it's hard to come out of something after you've been in it? Isn't that right? Oh, yeah. Because your flesh don't want to believe it. We want to escape, don't we? Our flesh. Somebody's being ministered to right now, your right arm. You have problems with your right arm, won't you stand to your feet? Some way it goes to sleep or something. Okay, anyone else? Someone else? Stand right to your feet. Praise God. Anyone else? Okay, Father, right now we thank you for these two precious vessels. We ask you to heal them right now, Father. We speak healing to our sister here and our sister here right in their arm and our sister back here, Father. We speak life and healing in the name of Jesus to all three of them. And we thank you, Jesus, you are the healer. You are the deliverer. And we give you praise because by your stripes these sisters are healed, Lord, in that area of their body, Father God. We give you thanks and praise right now for it. And everybody said amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Let's stand together tonight. Praise God. We have some books and tapes back here on the back table. If anybody would like to have one on a free will offering basis, just help yourself and let God direct you. Praise the Lord. Let's praise Him. Amen. Glory to God. We love you, Lord, tonight. We worship you tonight, Lord. Praise God. We love you. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is with you, Brother Glenn. And He said He makes you strong in the Lord and the power of His might. And the Lord has overshadowed thy heart and thy mind tonight. For the Lord has seen the pressures and the Lord has seen the heartaches. But I, the Lord God, do stand with thee, my son. As I stood with Paul, I stand with thee. So fear not and fret not and know that the Lord is your high tower. He's your shield and He's your buckler. He shall not forsake thee. He shall not leave thee, my son. For yea, the work has been hard, it has been great, and thou hast been faithful. And know that God shall reward thee not only here, but even in heaven in the time of the Lord. And know that God is with thee, my son. And I shall strengthen you this night. And I shall put my belt and girdle of truth upon thee in this hour. And yea, thou shalt be a bulwark against the work of the enemy. And thou shalt move into the battle, yea, in this hour with my people. Thou shalt not stand on the sidelines, but thou shalt pursue after the enemy, and thou shalt chase him, saith the Lord, and he shall flee from the people of God. For I put much knowledge, and I put much wisdom and discernment within thee. So my son, rise up in the spirit. Yea, exercise thy authority. Yea, the Lord said, I'll take care of these natural things. I'm going to bring in laborers who are going to help you. I want you in the heat of the battle. I want you to move into the spirit realm in this hour, the Lord says. And you're going to chase the enemy. And many are going to be set free because of your obedience. So run, my son, run towards me. And I, the Lord, shall direct thy footsteps. And many shall be set free because of your obedience. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's reach your hands out to Glenn right now. Father, I pray for Glenn right now. Father, all the outside work, the pressures, we ask, Father, somebody come in and help him and take care of this stuff, Lord, so I can get back into the battle in warfare and deliverance and things, God, that you've called him to. In the name of Jesus, we strengthen him tonight. We strengthen Brother Glenn tonight. In the name of Jesus, we bless him, Lord, in your holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That sister going out back there in the back, could I give a... Who is that? Is that Lorraine? Come here. Praise the Lord. I just saw you by the Spirit. Come up. Praise God. I didn't know who it was. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Sister Cook. Praise God. God bless you. The Lord does surround you, Sister Cook, with His presence, His power, and His anointing. He's given your ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And the Lord God is breaking down barriers and strongholds. The Lord is pursuing after thee, and even those around about thee, God says. And I have not given up on thee. I, the Lord, will give you songs anew and afresh in the night season. Yea, I, the Lord, shall give you a song days ahead. For truly thou art my songbird, saith the Lord. And thou mind that I've anointed, and know that God is with thee. And know that every stronghold that's been set against you, and I know the stronghold's been at you, and set against you. And the Lord said, you shall pursue the enemy, and you shall also defeat the enemy, saith God. And the bulwarks and the strongholds shall fall, saith the Lord. For my angel shall go before thee. And the Lord said, set your eye upon me, let it be single. And as it's single-hearted, I shall bring light and health and strength to your physical body. Oh, glory. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's give him praise. Hallelujah. Bless your Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Let's praise him. Amen. Let's praise him. Hallelujah. Oh, let's praise our God tonight. Let's praise him tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise your God. Praise God. Doc, I just feel the Lord is getting stronger in your life and that God is going to come forth in new vigor, new strength, new vitality, not only in the physical, but in the spirit. And God says, just humble yourself before the Lord, my son, and wait upon the Lord in the days ahead, not just in the camp meeting, but in the days ahead, and God shall visit thee, and thou shalt be changed into a different man, just like Saul of old, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. The Lord is with thee, my daughter. And know that God shall stand with you. The Lord shall strengthen you in the days ahead. And the Lord shall touch your feet. Yea, the Lord shall touch your feet, and your feet shall go many places. Yea, I see you going to the east and to the west and the north and the south. And places in the natural you probably wouldn't want to go. But the Lord said, you shall go in my name. And finances shall be provided. The need shall be met. And others shall go with thee. And they shall be thy protection, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Our brother in the green shirt over here, would you come up? Let me give you a word, brother. Praise the Lord. Let me give you a word here. Praise the Lord. The Lord is with thee, my son. And the Lord God shall change you in the days ahead. The Lord God shall bring a mighty change, a change through His Word. And His Word shall come alive to your heart, to your inner man. And God shall open the pages of His book. Yea, and the Lord shall deliver thee from habits. The Lord shall set thee free from the strongholds that bound thee. But know that I am thy life, I am thy resurrection, and I, the Lord, do set thee free, saith the Lord. Fear not, for yea, deliverance has come to your tabernacle, saith the Lord. Amen. Father, I just pray for him right now. I cut off every stronghold, Lord, every habit that would be displeasing. I just cut it off for my brother right now, and I thank you for him. And I thank you for his deliverance. I loose him. I loose him from that in the name, of Jesus. And everybody said amen. 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 God bless you, my brother. Praise the Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.